Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Glory Edom started a book club called Well-Read Black Girl in 2015, and since then, it's exploded into a passionate worldwide reading community. Now, she's launching the Well-Read Black Girl podcast, amplifying the voices of BIPOC writers and celebrating their literary achievements. On the show, Glory has deep, honest conversations with inspirational changemakers of color about the art, craft, and power of the written word. You'll get to know your favorite authors on and off the page and hear from luminaries like Tarana Burke, Gabrielle Union, Minjin Lee, Anita Hill, Nicole Hannah-Jones, and more about how they found their voice, honed their craft, and showed up in the world. You'll also meet Black bookstore owners and literacy advocates who talk about the current cultural moment where art, social justice, and literature collide. I hope you'll enjoy Well-Read Black Girl as much as I do. Be sure to check out the preview in our feed and join the celebration with Well-Read Black Girl from our friends at Pushkin Industries, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, is it going?
Okay, we're ready. I'm ready.
It's all good. All right.
Hi.
Oh, you sound great. It's clear.
Hi, I'm Glory Edom, and I love books.
So yeah, I love reading as a child.
Which is why in 2015, I started the Well-Read Black Girl Book Club.
There was a period in life whenever a Toni Morrison book came, it was like it was an assignment for me.
For years, we've come together to celebrate the work of female, femme, and non-binary writers of color.
Oh my gosh, bell hooks. She was so clear about the brilliance of the literature created by Black women.
And now, on the Well-Read Black Girl podcast, I'm connecting readers everywhere with the most impactful and interesting writers, thinkers, and makers today. We'll have intimate, in-depth conversations on the power of the written word and explore what it means to be well-read.
Oh, well, it means everything. I take pride in being well-read.
You'll hear from authors like Minjin Lee on her journey to writing the books we love to read.
So I would go to work 7 days a week, and I thought, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
So I quit in 1995, I believe. And then I published in 2007, which means it took 12 years to publish a book.
An author and activist, Tarana Burke.
A lot of amazing things have happened to me since Me Too went viral. But the only thing that has happened to me that was actually something that was a goal in my life was to write.
You'll hear from Jacqueline Woodson.
It keeps me sane. Writing really does. And it keeps me feeling like I have some control over what happens in the world, whether or not I do or not.
And authors like Ziba Blay.
Anytime that I write, I'm trying to be honest. I'm not even trying to be good. I'm just trying to be honest with myself.
And get life lessons from author and icon Anita Hill.
I've heard from people who said that in 1991, they listened to the hearings and then they understood their own experiences better. And that's what I think we all as a writer want.
Yes.
You'll even get to know your favorite writers beyond the page.
Oh, we're going to do rapid fire questions. Okay, so between Beloved the book or Beloved the film, which was better?
Definitely the book.
Are you a coffee or tea person?
Coffee and tea.
What's your sign?
I am all Virgo everything.
Name a movie that never gets old that you can watch over and over and over and over again.
Probably Jumanji.
If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
Oh, I have thought about that. My superpower would be every time that I met someone that I would be able to glimpse their past.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Kinship, community, support. You'll find all of this and more on my new weekly show. Listen to Well-Read Black Girl coming February 1st, wherever you get your podcasts. and subscribe to Pushkin Plus to get completely ad-free episodes and exclusive bonus content. Find Pushkin Plus on our show page in Apple Podcasts or at pushkin.fm. So tell your friends to tell their friends so we can all be friends.
We're in this family now.
We're in a family. Yeah, I love that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.